Okay, so we'll have 5 minutes to present the project, so I'll try to be really quick. I'm going to talk about Daily Wallet. If you're familiar with Venezuela, is where I'm from, we have a huge problem with inflation. It's so big that it's better to use the bills to make home decoration than to actually use them to pay for things. So a potential tool to help people to navigate how they interact with money is to give them access to digital dollars or to the US dollar. Right? So everyone in Venezuela wants a US dollar. It's increasingly necessary for life. If you've studied how countries dollarize, like for example, this happened in Zimbabwe, this happens often in places where there's a high level of inflation. It happened in Ecuador and then it was formalized. The US dollar kind of trickles down. It becomes the medium of exchange that's being used. And it's often, traditionally the way this happens is by the use of cash. And so today there are three ways that people can use dollars in Venezuela, and none of them are quite ideal. One is permission systems like Zelle. Zelle is a system that if you have a bank account in the US, you can transfer money from that account to other accounts in the US. So if you have that privilege, then you can access that, and then some stores in Caracas actually take Zelle as payment, even though it's not a payments app. It's not supposed to be used for that, but. And PayPal also falls into this category. They used to have more lenient rules to allow more Venezuelans to access PayPal, but increasingly with the toughening of sanctions, this may not be a potential future where we would be able to have indefinite access to these platforms. There are others other platforms where you can access US dollar, and they're difficult to use. AirTM, Uphold. And then there's the unsafe way to do it, which is cash. And then in Venezuelans, people have phones with Android 4.1, so it's very old phones, and they're already used to using digital bolivars. So one of the things that I try to build this for, I think it makes sense for Venezuela because it's already very easy and very it's very familiar to people to transact using phones and or like at least using digital transactions. So what we built is an open source framework to accelerate digital dollar products. And it looks like this. It's a GitHub repo, and it has a React Native open source wallet that runs on very old phones, and this is actually very, very hard to do. So all credit to the developers, because I was only just coordinating the project. There is a way to send and receive, and these are DAI using the XDAI chain because it's a lot faster. So the way I'm going to quickly show how it works on that too while it's running here. So we have a PIN for security, for the physical security. In this case, someone grabs your phone, it's not so easy to get the money out. So you want to send $2 and it takes a while in part because the phone is old, and in part because the connection is not too good. But of course, these things could be and should be improved. So you have a QR code, so you can paste into it, or you can send to a contact. And ideally, we would use channels that people already use. So if you want to send money to a friend that you already have on WhatsApp, you can do it very easily, and then just do it through a payment link. So. You go, you get the link, and then ideally, again, when you click on the link, the app opens, but this is something that doesn't work on every Android version and something that we need more help with to like make sure that it is it works out of the box, right? So here, you redeem $2 to DAI. Then also the idea is to use the term dollars rather than DAI so that people know what it is. Most people don't know what DAI is. And then I'm going to talk about the applications that I see for this because this is, again, it's an open source product that I encourage people to build upon, but it's not a fully fledged solution that is going to revolutionize Venezuela, not on its own. What I think what we should do going forward is to build on this. So I'm going to just quickly say this is built by this team of awesome devs. The first version was built by Mikhail, and then the second version was built by Bridge and these guys. And then this project is sponsored by Maker and Binance X. If you want to help us test it, I can give you a $5 link, and it's an XI link, so just reach out to me on Telegram. And then what I really want you to get out of this is that you can build on top of this framework. And for example, Reserve has an app that lets Venezuelans buy and sell dollars, and if they could also allow it to transact using this network, for example, they could integrate that into this into their app. And also Valio is another company that's allowing people to send money between Colombia and Venezuela, and then if they allow to send the money into digital dollars, that would be also great. So like companies like these that have products that are targeted to Venezuelans, they could use this open source framework to improve their products. So thank you.